Volkswagen is at a crossroads today. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the car company Volkswagen has to tell a court what happened with its cars rigged to pollute in real-world driving and what it plans to do about it. There are reports the German automaker may have reached a deal to buy back some of the 600,000 diesel cars it can't fix. Marketplace's Andy Euler is here live. Andy, what do we know?
So the final details of the deal are still being held until the hearing in San Francisco later today. And there's a bunch of little things that still have to be sussed out, like how much each individual car owner is going to get, whether VW pay for get your car fixed, or if they're just going to buy those cars back. It also looks like these car owners are going to get an additional compensation on top of a buyback or a fix, but that's unclear how much it's going to be. Part of the complication is that the cheating dates back a little while, so older cars are going to require more extensive repairs. Those are going to be more expensive. Either way, VW is allocated about $1 billion for the compensation, and if the federal judge isn't happy with the details of the deal, he could even set a trial date.
So, the U.S., but this is a worldwide problem.
That's right, David. Today's deal is with American drivers, but after it became clear VW was cheating on emissions tests here in the U.S., drivers in Europe sought to get compensated as well, and Volkswagen is leaning a little bit on a technicality in the EU because the devices installed in millions of cars there were not forbidden under EU law. So technically, VW wasn't cheating the same way it was to get around regulation here in the States. Now, the EU is even looking into changing its vehicle emission standards, but today's deal doesn't look like it's going to signal the end to VW's woes.
All right. Marketplace's Andy Euler. Legal cases against VW may turn on when senior executives knew about the mess. Volkswagen says mid-2015, but the Wall Street Journal has verified a memo from a year earlier. It was from a VW investigator to the then CEO Martin Winterkorn, saying no plausible explanation for dramatically increased diesel emissions can be given to authorities, and suggested that regulators would start investigating. VW stock is up 4% this morning, perhaps a bet that clarity on the scandal is on the way. Let's do some other numbers. London's FTSE is down 0.75%. Stock index futures are close to unchanged at this juncture in the U.S. Dow and S&P futures are up slightly. Now, the 10-year bond yield, let's take a look at that. It's strikingly up at 1.86%. Today, the European Central Bank is supposed to keep interest rates and stimulus policy unchanged. A report from the Urban Institute today draws a connection between cities and the financial health of the residents. Turns out even quite small a pad of cash can help families weather a financial emergency with implications for the health of the cities they live in. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The report says almost a quarter of American families have no savings outside of retirement plans. It's a real problem because
families with as little as $250 to $750 in savings were less likely to be evicted or receive public benefits.
That's Caroline Ratcliffe, one of the report's co-authors. She says if tenants can't pay the rent, landlords can't pay their property taxes, which go towards schools and services. So local governments have an incentive to get people to save. How? Former Labor Department chief economist Diana Furchgott-Roth says, try this.
Having some kind of tax-free account so it would be subtracted from income before taxation to give some incentive.
And limit it to people making less than $50,000 a year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
So it's the engraved image of abolitionist and humanitarian Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill starting in 2020. Born a slave, enduring a traumatic brain injury as a child, all the undercover journeys to help enslaved people find freedom, serving as a Union spy. Imagine how many Hollywood movies have been made about Harriet Tubman. Well, the newsroom at Vox counts just one movie beyond a short and some TV depictions. Is that really true, Hollywood? I know actress Viola Davis is working on something for HBO. This weekend marks 400 years since the death of our hero, William Shakespeare. In Britain, there's a feast of plays, sonnet readings, and more this year, a celebration of culture, plus there's money to be made. Stephen Beard reports from the playwright's hometown, Stratford-on-Avon.
Friends, tourists, countrymen, lend me your ears.
A familiar figure in doublet and hose and ruff addressing visitors in Stratford.
No introduction. Here I am, William Shakespeare, alive.
Four centuries after his death, this town's most famous son is drawing in the tourists in record numbers from
China, Japan, Korea, United States, Europe, pretty much most of the world.
Helen Peters, tourism chief for South Warwickshire, runs a body called Shakespeare's England. How much of a brand is Shakespeare?
Massive. And that is why we aren't called the South Warwickshire Tourist Board.
Stratford attracts more than 5 million visitors a year. Not bad for a small market town with a population of just 27,000. Every year, the Bard pumps hundreds of millions into the local economy, says Council Chief Dave Webb.
You're looking at about $500 million. Supports around nearly 7,000 jobs. So, yeah, it is an incredible meal ticket for the town.
One local business benefiting is Tudor World, run by John Ford. It's an interactive attraction, including a Tudor banqueting hall and a throne room.
You can actually sit on the throne and wear the crown. Great photo opportunity for young and old alike.
Clearly, not all visitors to Stratford are literary pilgrims. Shakespeare's brand recognition is very high, the reason no doubt that he figures in more than 100 registered trademarks for products like beer, wine, even gourmet pies. Would the Bard be upset about this posthumous cashing in on his name? Helen Peters.
I'm sure he'd see the irony of it all, and I think he would love it.
Along with the fact that since his death he's sold more than 4 billion books and his plays have been performed in almost every country in the world. In Stratford, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.